Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Susan Hayes-Cullerton, standing in for Joe Lynham today. And we're now right in the swing of the summer tourism season, boosted by the EU presidency, of course, which started on the 1st of July this week. But where does the business of tipping stand? Joining me now to discuss this is James Fahey, co-founder and CEO of Just Tips. James, I want to start off by asking you about the interaction between two pieces of legislation, the first being tips formalisation, and the second being pension auto-enrolment eligibility. What has been happening on this, please?
Good morning. Yes, of course, it's a bit of a minefield at the moment. I think when you stand back and look at what's happening even in this month, you know, there's 770,000 people with auto-enrolment opportunities to opt out now. So I guess the whole market as a whole is a minefield for employers. But I guess where Just Tips sits as a business is we don't necessarily encourage tipping, but when tipping happens, it creates this problem for businesses. The same way, you know, if you get paid commission on your sales check, total gross income is applicable for your auto enrollment as a business. So if you are, for example, collecting a 100 euro bill and someone leaves 10 euro of a tip, essentially there's now PRSI at 11.25% on the highest band plus auto enrollment. So in theory, on a 10 euro tip, the business is paying roughly about a euro 27, on a gratuity, which, you know, as that increases over the next 10 years, you could even see a business paying kind of up to 17.25%, taking the highest band today on a 1 or a 10 euro tip, which is astronomical.
And of course, James, that's also hard to predict because you don't know what tipping culture might be or you don't know how busy things are. So that's hard for employers to plan out as well.
It's a huge cost base, and I think there's been some really good wins over the last couple of weeks. I guess, you know, VAT9 finally returned to hospitality, and it's a huge boost. But there's a huge amount of guidance that's needed, I guess, in terms of tipping gratuities as a whole. And I think it also spans across the industry. And again, if you're getting paid, you know, 1,000 euro of a commission check for a quarter, the business has to take this in consideration also. So if your base pay is 2 grand and you're making gratuities or additional pay on top of that for another 1,000, all these things hit your kind of top line as a business, or bottom line, should I say, basically, because you're having to add this to your total gross income, which it's interesting to watch from afar. And I guess that's what Just Tip does. We work with businesses to make sure that that line item is as effective and efficient as possible.
Well, I also want to ask you about a tricky area here, because from the perspectives of the earnings base to qualify for auto enrollment, which is a 20,000 euro threshold, what's the difference between electronically distributed payroll tips and cash tips taken outside payroll?
Cash tips are, I guess, of the onus of the employee directly. So if you leave a 10 euro over the bar for myself, that goes into my pocket. The employee has to declare that at the end of the year as their own income. There's a very clear guidance on that. I think when you look at the other option that you've given, employers have been kind of maybe misunderstanding, or maybe there's been misguidance on this for the last couple of years. What we're coming from is an era of cash tips, which again are brilliant. Cash tips, they go directly from customer to employee. But when you go to the card machine and you leave 10%, regardless if the business has taken that directly from the till, that's income for the staff. That's income that should be going through payroll. So if you're paying your bill for 100 euro and your tip is 10 or your service charge is 10, that 10 is accumulated income for the employees, and that must go through payroll for the business, which, you know, hits them with all the different charges on top of that.
Now, you did mention at the beginning of our conversation there about now some people can opt out, from auto-enrollment. If so, what happens to the employer and the employee when it comes to the tip component of their wages? What's the impact of that?
It's. I think the long-term effect is yet to be seen. You know, reading all the different articles, because obviously we're not necessarily experts on the auto-enrollment side, but watching and reading all these articles this week, I think the underlying kind of feedback from everybody is just take a minute, think about it. There's a long-term benefit of having a pension. I think there's other angles if you're not interested in staying involved in the state scheme. You know, you have your occupational pension, which businesses can opt in for, or your employees can go for their PRSA. You know, there's plenty of other options, but I think a long-term saving, near-term, yeah, more money in your pocket marginally, but I think long-term, you know, the benefits of pensions have been seen across the world. It's the best thing for the person, and essentially the business should be promoting that in my eyes as well.
And just, James, from your own perspective, where is the most exciting opportunity for Just Tip the business? Is it here in Ireland? Is it further afield?
Yeah, I think when people hear about the company Just Tip, they may necessarily think that this is a business promoting tips. I guess what we do, just to kind of give you 10 seconds on that, is it's when a tip is left in the business after the fact, it's what do you do with that? So, for example, we have a customer we're dealing with this week, and they're spending an hour a day, paying their staff an hour a day to sit down at the end of the shift to deal with all the tips and service charges. So they're paying 7 hours a week of wages just to manage gratuities. And I guess what we do is try and automate that flow for the business. So when the tip hits your accounts, we get it directly to the employees in the most efficient way, manner, tax ways, and also time ways, because there's plenty of ways to do that. So, you know, we're growing rapidly at the moment across Europe and the UK, which is really exciting. And there is opportunity further afield when you look at, you know, North America, Australia, GCC,
and
UAE.
We wish you the very best with all of that. Thank you very much indeed for joining me, James Fahey, CEO and co-founder of Just Tip.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.